Hello, backstage. It's Gnome. I cannot record any naughty audios because I am sick. And I'm really bored because I can't really get out of bed today. So I am going to do Charlie and Bae's Sunday special questionnaire on audio again. Because I don't want to type. I don't know. I just enjoy posting things. All right, so again, the format is 7 days of the week, seven questions, three naughty, three nice, and one straight out of the randomizer. This week, Naughty Bae asks, one, can you get sexy when you are sick? Fuck no. I am the most melodramatic person on the planet, so if I am sick, do not touch me. I mean, I'm getting over being sick today, and I'm not getting out of bed. This is just no. I mean, the most I'll be a masturbatory aid for somebody. I'll lay there and let them grab my boob or whatever while they do their thing, but nah, I do not mix sexy and sick. It just the idea does not appeal to me. Two, do I like a lot of foreplay? I don't really know. It's gonna sound weird because I'm a kinky person and I've had a fair amount of sex with a fair amount of partners, but foreplay has never really been a part of it. For example, I think oral sex is considered foreplay. In the 11 years I have been sexually active, I have had that maybe six times in my whole life. Generally, it's just, hey, come here, boom, sex. There's not a lot of buildup, so I don't really know if I like it. I think the one of the few times I've had it was like bony fingers pressing rapidly into my clit in a really uncomfortable fashion, so that may have just put me off it. Three, what's the most embarrassing thing that turns me on? Okay, other than being called baby doll, because I still find that incredibly embarrassing. I have a praise kink, which I find embarrassing just from a psychological point of holy shit, I'm that fucking needy. But, and it's not just in bed. It's okay, so I do artwork, which you guys will probably never see, but I do it. And when I do have a daddy, I like to, show them my drawings, because apparently I'm a fucking child, but just that praise is enough to get me kind of turned on, which really does not say much for my self-esteem. All right, nice Charlie wonders. Okay, one, if I had to choose a city to travel to for the food, which one is it? Mexico City, hands down, no questions. I have been there about four times, and the food is amazing. And it's not just the quote unquote Mexican food that's fucking amazing. So, when I go there, we go on a food tour, which usually starts at this fonda that is open from like 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. It just catches drunk people from the bar and feed them, and then when they run out of food, they close. And I ate like this meat patty in soup and black beans and eggs mixed in equal quantity together. It's fucking amazing. From there, we go to paella places, we go get tortas. There is also a place in Mexico City called the Friki Plaza, which is a ridiculous name. I don't know why they call it that. It's like 12 stories of anime shit. Anime merch, DVDs, cosplay, random cute Japanese shit. And then on the top shelf is nothing but arcade, where they serve the kinds of Japanese treats and snacks you would see in anime. And all of it's amazing. There's a pizza place there that's ungodly amounts of good. I mean, it's like deep dish pizza, and it's got like 4 different cheeses and 8 different meats and then some vegetables, and I'm getting hungry thinking about this, and I'm sick, so I can't even eat anything good. Let's see. Shit. Even the seedy street food is good. So, for the end of the little food excursion that we go on, after we hit up a place that just serves stuff from Yucatan, we have to drive out to this place where I am not allowed to get out of the car because I am not safe as a white girl, and get these hamburgers that are, I shit you not, the best hamburgers I have ever had in my life. They are amazing. I wait every couple of years for when I go back to get some. It is so damn good, guys. I encourage anyone who goes to Mexico City to eat at as many different places as they can. All right. What is my indulgence that I spend most money on, or that I save the most money on? Cheap, cute things. I am the queen of shopping on Chinese websites to find like 25-cent sparkly, crappy jewelry that's gonna turn my ears green, but they're so cute, I don't care. Things like Sailor Moon collectibles. I have entirely too many of those. The Sailor Moon makeup compacts. It just, if it's cheap and it's cute, chances are I'm going to blow my money on that. Number 3, my favorite game. Drinking games, video games, board games. Alright, so as anyone who's listened to any of my questionnaires or really read half of my comments, Dragon Age is my favorite game. The whole series. Even Dragon Age 2. So I'll get away from video games. Board games? Scrabble. I play the fuck out of some Scrabble. I like playing card games. Bullshit. Pass the Trash. Gin. And if you've never played Pass the Trash, it's awesome. You should look at the rules. Just make sure that you have, like, a Crown Royal bag full of quarters, because you're gonna need them. At least in my family, that's how we play. Alright, the Sunday special for this week. The worst thing your date could ever say on the first date. Oh, Jesus. I get 30 seconds for this? Oh, shit, I don't even... Fuck. The worst thing my date could say. I don't know, telling me about their arrest record, perhaps? No. If, like, 5 minutes into the date, they're like, so, what are we, exactly? That would send me fucking running. Because that question does not happen on a first date. I'd rather that question not happen at all, to be honest. So, yeah, that, I think that would do it. Either arrest records or similar terrible things, or asking about the status of the relationship on a first date. All right, well, I have answered this. I'm gonna go drink my weight in DayQuil and try and sleep. So have a good day backstage.